My name is Roland Ruiz. My wife and I have Seahawk Air, so we're a business that leases from the city in Trident Basin. When we're flying in and out of here, we're making a lot of noise, so we are noise pollution. And what helps us is having forested areas on here. They're natural noise buffers, so you might think about the value of that.
I'm Darius Kasperzak. I'm a local fisherman, president of the Alaska Jig Association. So there's been a contingent of fishermen, myself included, over the past 3-4 months. We've been approaching the Kodiak Fisheries Work Group, the City Council, the Ports and Harbor Advisory, to see if we can get some recognition to this problem, and if we can get some infrastructure there where your ordinary small boat user, your subsistence user, your person taking stuff to a rural lodge or a fishing camp, putting supplies down the boat, can have a crane to use and can buy ice and maybe even have hookups for cold storage trailers.
We're double whamming you here. I'm a commercial fisherman, Bob Bowie. When we talk about crane, we're not talking about mammoth cranes. We're talking about use cranes that every port and harbor has up and down the coast. These cranes can be used to get your gill net off and on, your outboard off and on. It's electric. It's not a knuckle crane. It's not as big as liability as the big ones. We're proposing this because it's time.
Hi, my name is Jill Wittenbrader, and I fully support what Darius and Bobby said. I think that we should do what we can to support fishermen in our community, especially small fishermen. And I've heard from fishermen that I know that there's a large need for the things that they've talked about. In addition, things like a laundromat, showers, and possibly cold storage, freezer storage over there. And I think that the city could do that and generate revenue if they look at holding the property that they have and leasing it to maybe, you know, somebody has an interest in developing a small business to do those things and leasing property from the city.
My name is Stosh Anderson, for the record. With respect to development adjacent to the waterfront, in the whole community, both on Near Island and on the Kodiak Island side, there's very limited ground that's available to the public. Most of it is privately owned. I would urge the city and all the planners, if commercial development is desirable on the coast, not to sell the property but to lease it. Then at some point in the future, the public will have access again. If you look at what's going on in the West Coast and the East Coast to the lower 48, you'll find that commercial fishermen, especially on the East Coast, basically been pushed off the coast. They don't have access. Most of the product, except in a few spots, is basically on small private docks, put on trucks and trucked to a processing facility. Basically, the big bucks housing developments and apartment developments have gobbled up the whole coastline. And I'd hate to see that happen with any more of the property in Kodiak.
My name is Regine Balashka. I would just like to reiterate, I think, the importance of having the dark green area be zoned natural use and hopefully conservation. In the last 30 years that I've lived here, I remember skiffing over and walking the trails when there were horses were still living there. If we can keep Near Island green for those people who are going to be living, you know, maybe near where the canneries are, they can still get to the park, because a lot of them have cars, but you know, it's hard to get out to Abercrombie.